This goes to Dr. Kozlovsky, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I, fax 989-463-1534, regarding Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Drake, D-R-A-K-E, date of birth April 15, 1964. Dear Dr. Kozlovsky, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Drake with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, anemia, and hypertension. Her last visit was September 9th of 2024. She has been feeling well. She has lost 19 pounds over the last year. She is limiting caloric intake to help with weight loss. She also had a reverse left shoulder replacement done through University of Michigan, and the pain is much better after the surgery. She is wearing a splint today. She's had a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, but no recurrences that she was aware of. And no diarrhea, blood or melena, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications, I want to highlight Lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide, 20 12.5 2 daily. Potassium is 20 mL equivalent twice a day. She's also on Carafate, 1 gram twice a day, and she's been on that for many years. Prozac is 60 milligrams daily. Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams once daily. Trintellix is 20 milligrams daily. Requip, 4 milligrams daily. And promethazine, as she needs it for nausea. Physical exam, weight 169 pounds. Pulse is 67 and blood pressure 126 over 83. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 11th of 2025. Creatinine is improved at 1.11 with estimated GFR of 57. Calcium 8.9, sodium is 136, potassium 3.8, carbon dioxide 28, albumin was 3.1, that's low for her, previous level was 3.7, phosphorus 3.2, hemoglobin is 10.3 with a normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, stage 3A chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. She will continue to have labs every 6 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, anemia, which we will continue to monitor. She should have lab studies every 6 months, and we'll have a follow-up visit with her in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.